I don't know if this started back when I was picking rocks at age 6, or maybe it was when I got my paper out at age 10, or maybe it was when I started my first magazine at age 22. But there was always something inside of me that created a desire to make money. And it must be that same desire, that same drive, that led me to become an altar boy by age 7, a Sunday school teacher at age 14, and in my professional life, countless hours spent as a volunteer for nonprofits, sitting on committees and boards. And that's really what this show is all about. The desire to make money, the drive to build, and the passion to give back to your community. All characteristics of a good capitalist. So pull up a stool, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and be a part of the discussion as we talk with business owners, entrepreneurs, innovators, newsmakers, and kidrepreneurs about making money, community, ethics, and character. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism.
Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now, like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. Now let me tell you a little bit about Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Coffee and Capitalism is a show dedicated to building your community. Now you might ask yourself, how can an hour of weekend programming build a community? Well, I'll tell you how. Through capitalists. It's these entrepreneurs and capitalists that saw something special in your community that went on to build roads, bridges, create job opportunities. Doing this all while creating a culture. Coffee and Capitalism tells a story of the American entrepreneur and previews what tomorrow's leaders are working on. Our mission? Tell the story of how communities are built and how capitalism keeps the economy moving. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism, we hear from the CEO of Whiting Petroleum, Jim Volker, about the relationship between ag and energy.
You know, the relationship between ag and the oil and gas industry is one that goes back to the founding of our industry. That's why we call our departments that work with the surface owners our land departments. And we honor those relationships because without them, we don't have a place to grow.
And then we get in our time machine and go back to the days of the dinosaurs. We talk with paleontologist Amanda Person from Beaver Creek Archaeology. She talks about all the energy, cooperation, teamwork, etc. that goes into preserving culture.
Before the glaciers came and all of that, during the Cretaceous time when dinosaurs were here, North Dakota was covered by an inland sea. It was called the Cretaceous Western Interior Seaway. And so we have a lot of fish fossils, a lot of mosasaurs, which were large marine reptiles. They're not dinosaurs, but they lived at the same time as dinosaurs. And we have a lot of the invertebrates and all of, like, very large sea turtles. And a lot of that is sort of in the western or the eastern part of the state, because the western part of the state was not covered by the seaway.
And then we hear from Kelly Braun, board of directors with Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
He had granted over 300 or met over 300 wish children at that time. Now it's over 400 and probably now even over 500, I'm not even sure. They say he averages meeting 3 wish children a week. Every Monday night before Monday Night Raw, he typically meets 3 children. He spends about an hour to 2 hours with them, and those children are the only thing in the room that matters. And
all that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism. But first, Coffee and Capitalism can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. To see an entire list of our Coffee and Capitalism media network, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And be on the lookout for the Coffee and Capitalism Coaster Book, coming out in July 2015. For more information on the Coffee and Capitalism Coaster Book, or to pre-order a copy, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In addition to the support of this radio station and our other media affiliates, Coffee and Capitalism would also like to thank the local sponsors as well as our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Their Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. Kids and Capitalism. Creating ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. To find out more on Kids and Capitalism, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, heard across 35 radio stations, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's Kids and Capitalism and their weekly KidCast at kidsandcapitalism.com. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken shale play. Building the Bakken can be heard on over 35 radio stations and found in over 23 newspapers and magazines. To listen to exclusive interviews or to read original feature stories, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or maybe just a weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. That's the triple trifecta. But don't take my word for it. Give them a call, check them out online, and find out for yourself. DeadwoodLodge.com, DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. The Lodge at Deadwood. I'm your host, Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
I was tourism director when we were the least visited state in the country. And I remember Eric Severide, a famous North Dakota broadcaster who made big time in CBS once, called North Dakota his home state, the rectangular blank spot in the nation's mind. And what's so funny is today it's the rectangular stage under the nation's spotlight because everybody's curious about North Dakota.
It's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here.
No, thank God the heater works.
Snow's following, starting to blow. Season drifting up on my front door. Well, life slows down at a few below.
There's nothing better than finding oil on your own land.
But I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
The social and those kind of pressures, the financial pressures of being 18 and making a lot of money with, you know, minimal support system. It's interesting.
Sobriety shining with the marquee sign. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night.
We're very fond of the Parks and Rec in Williston.
Yes, the Broadway shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life.
Watford City will be the boom town.
Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Obviously, North Dakota and the Bakken Formation are world famous.
Spinning, I'm greener. I hope my car starts when I go.
I brought my twin daughters back during Christmas, and I showed them where we used to drag Maine and how everything was different, and actually where we turn around is now turned into a couple of dancing clubs, if you will, at the end of Maine.
The
car's dead, you know the windows froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away.
What's your plan this next week? I'm going to retrofit my truck, get a bunch of lobsters, and drive to North Dakota, right? Everyone's like, you're crazy. And he sold out in an afternoon.
On my way back home. Because I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
I'm the gal that runs the pizza ranch here in town. She figured there might be hungry folks up there at school, and all of a sudden here she shows up with 30 or 40 pizzas and pop. I mean, it was just right out of the goodness of her heart.
I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
But we live this every day. My kids go to school with the kids whose parents are in this industry. We go to church with these guys. We see them all day, every day.
I hope my car starts when I go.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?